So, as we did above with the Acceleris model, we once again slide two coaxially aligned octamers together until the H3 N-terminal strands almost, but not quite, touch the helix sub-zero coils of the adjacent octamer. It would obviously be desirable to know the exact spacing, since that will determine the stoichiometry of the extended structure, but since we don't, we must for the time being proceed by educated guess. As a first approximation, I presume the close spacing shown here.